KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico as the two countries try to work out a new trade deal. A deal with South Korea announced overnight, and the White House says other tariff numbers will kick in tomorrow, August 1st. The U.S. Court of Appeals, meantime, is hearing a legal challenge to the administration's attempt to justify the tariffs in the first place based on a national emergency. The judges said the word tariffs isn't even mentioned in the statute President Trump is using to enact the tariffs starting in April. The case is expected to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump's plans to bring back the presidential physical fitness test, something that hasn't been around since 2012.
Today, President Trump will sign an executive order bringing the fitness test back to public schools. He'll also reestablish the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, which will partner with professional athletes and sports organizations.
ABC's Karen Travers, Special Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff has now arrived in Israel. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running to unseat Bradley. Madison has now sent mental health professionals instead of law enforcement to more than 10,000 calls. The CARES program launched in 2021. When someone calls 911 for an emergency that's nonviolent and often related to mental illness, before police, firefighters, and paramedics would be the first responders. Now, a CARES team goes to the scene. That includes one community paramedic from the Madison Fire Department and a mental health crisis worker from Journey Mental Health. The goal is to keep people out of the criminal justice system when what they really need is mental health care. There are three CARES teams on weekdays and one on weekends. They expanded to Sun Prairie earlier this year, too. They hit that 10,000th call last week. And if you wanted to go to concerts on the square this year and you just never made it happen, you have one more chance. Last night was supposed to be the final concert of the season. It was postponed because of the rain, so now it's tonight instead. The details are the same. It starts at 7, and you can start leaving blankets on the grass starting at 3. Tonight's program includes Shostakovich and Beethoven. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with 2 doubles, scored a pair of runs, and 1 RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down 2 strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hazy sunshine with thick wildfire smoke causing an air quality alert. Highs today hit the mid-70s and smoke starts to clear late this evening, bringing us a bright and beautiful day tomorrow, still crisp in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the day to you. It's, what is it, Mini Friday? That is Thursday? The day before Friday. Welcome. We have a lot to talk about today. We have two people who are going to drop by the show. Start out with the cruelty machine inside Donald Trump's America, where pain is policy and fear is the fuel. Did you know that the word Gestapo in German literally means state secret police? That's what we seem to now have with ICE. And the guys who have been deported to El Salvador are starting to speak out about the horrors that they experienced. I'll tell you about that. Also, Trump the grifter strikes again, this time with the G20. We'll get to that. And new evidence was Epstein's jail video manipulated. CBS is all over this. In the second hour of our program, Phil Etner is going to drop by with a live report from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, are we seeing the price increases as the tariffs hit home? Sure enough, inflation's picking up. And there's a new threat to Social Security coming from the GOP. In the third hour of our program, Jason Eggenberg is going to be with us. There was a time, imperfect, often hypocritical, but real, when American foreign policy tried to be about more than the flag, the dollar, or the deal. It was what an era that we called democracy promotion. That has come to an end, and this is a really big story. I'm looking forward to this conversation with Jason. He's got a great Substack newsletter. And climate change alerts, severe turbulence forces a Delta plane to make an emergency landing after 25 passengers were injured. Are you ready for a doubling or even a tripling of the amount of severe turbulence on your flight? Yikes. But to start, my daily take, my rant today, over at HartmanReport.com and here on this program is titled The Cruelty Machine Inside Trump's America, Where Pain is Policy and Fear is the Fuel. Earlier this month, ICE agents detained a 6-year-old Honduran boy battling leukemia as he left an immigration court in Los Angeles with his mother and sister. In other words, he and his family were trying to follow the rules. A child fighting for his life was ripped from his fragile medical routine and locked away for over a month, interrupting his treatment, crying himself to sleep every night in a concrete cell instead of a hospital bed. This was not a mistake. This is cruelty by design, an intentional act of terror by a government that now treats compassion as weakness and suffering as a political weapon. ProPublica this morning has a shocking report out. It's titled Bloodied Faces, Sobbing Children, Immigration Officers Smash Car Windows to Speed Up Arrests. They have video of over 50 times that ICE officers have walked up to somebody's car and just smashed the window, reached in and grabbed people. The reporters call this level of police brutality unprecedented. They said they've never seen anything like this from any police agency in the history of America, or at least the recent history of America. And The Guardian reports in an article titled Georgia Detainee with Prosthetic Legs Who Objected to Flooded Cell Sent to Solitary, about a detainee who in the state of Georgia who this guy came to the United States as a small child on a medical visa. He went through 16 operations. He only has two fingers on his right hand. He has no legs. He has prosthetic legs. He's lived in the United States virtually his entire life. He's 46 years old now. He works as a barber. He's active in promoting cancer awareness in his community. He got engaged 10 days before ICE detained him. He was in the process of getting a green card. He had been approved for this process. And they still detained him and locked him up. I mean, this is crazy. When Trump came down that golden escalator, well, it wasn't even a golden escalator. It was just a, you know, that's the mythology of Trump, right? That escalator 10 years ago and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. We should have known what was coming. I mean, you know, a lot of people thought it was just bombast or political performance art. No, it was cruelty as a political strategy, as an ideology, as a governing philosophy. And here we are on the last day of July of 2025, 6 months into Trump's term. And, you know, it's pretty impossible to deny. This is not incompetence. This is not accidental malice. This is deliberate, strategic, and authoritarian. Cruelty is not a bug in Trumpism. It is the central operating system. It's become the organizing principle of today's GOP. Right-wing media stars bragging about ICE's brutal tactics. And it's not, by the way, just this administration is not just forcing their hate and ire and destructiveness, frankly, on migrants or protesters or the poor or minorities. They're going after democracy itself. When they normalize suffering, when they use state power to punish the vulnerable and reward the cruel, they erode everything that holds a pluralistic society together. This compassion, you know, the we're all in this together, this is the essence of every civilized society. And Trump and the Republicans who are following him are trying to rip that to shreds. I mean, look at their so-called big, beautiful bill. They call it a patriotic and pro-growth. It transfers trillions of dollars in the pockets and homes and retirement accounts and savings of average working people into the money bins of the morbidly rich, the top 1%. And it's going to strip health care from an estimated 23 million Americans. It's even going to gut Medicare, not just Medicaid, but Medicare as well, as a result of the PAYGO provisions that were passed by Newt Gingrich back in the day. It raises taxes on middle and low income homes. And cuts taxes on billionaires. It slashes funding for Medicaid, food stamps, school lunches, Pell Grants, Head Start, and housing assistance. Cuts Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, this is nuts. And then it turns around and hands $4 trillion in tax breaks to Trump's friends, the 13 billionaires in his cabinet, and himself, a billionaire himself. And the billionaires who have changed the algorithms of their social media programs to promote Trumpism and right-wingism and fascism and downgrade pro-democracy speech and what they call liberals. You know, under Trump's second term, ICE has become functionally America's Gestapo. As I said earlier, that word literally means secret police or secret state police. And like their 20th century predecessors, they operate by inspiring fear. In our case, with black vans, anonymous uniforms, hidden faces and badges, unrestrained violence, and warrantless searches. This is Trump's domestic terror squad. And they're not designed to protect, but to intimidate, and they're answerable only to him, which was true of the Gestapo as well. This isn't just authoritarianism. It's also moral rot. I mean, Trump's cruelty is designed to destroy our collective sense of what's right and wrong. It's just that simple. For today's Republicans, empathy is now called woke or weakness. Helping your neighbor is called socialism. Faith has been turned into a weapon for the powerful, you know, with idiots like Franklin Graham out there, you know, promoting this kind of hate. You know, supposedly Christian pastors praising a guy who brags about sexual assault, pardons rapists and cop killers, and surrounds himself with grifters and predators. And let's not forget Jeffrey Epstein and the cover-up that's going on right now of elites in his orbit. What would Jesus say about this? I think we all know, right? This is, what did he say about the money changers in the temple? The Republican Party today wraps itself in the language of faith and family, but what they practice is cruelty, racism, misogyny, and hierarchy. They're criminalizing compassion, turning public school teachers, judges, social workers, and librarians into targets for harassment, encouraging neighbors to report each other, celebrating vigilantism, banning books, persecuting trans kids, militarizing the police, and calling all this freedom. And it's not just Trump. The entire GOP has bought into this. From J.D. Vance, who once warned about Trump's destructiveness and now echoes his every word, to state governors outlawing drag shows while doing nothing about gun violence in their own schools. This cruelty, this violence, this cult of death, and the deaths of our school children are the feature of the GOP, not the bug. This political movement and the inequality, the economic inequality, is ripping apart our middle class, tearing apart our society. And all through it, the Republicans are blaming the victims. Poor people, black people, immigrants, activists, brown people, women seeking reproductive care. It doesn't have to be this way. We need to return to morality, not the fake punitive morality of the so-called Christian right, but the stuff that Jesus talked about, you know, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, binding up the brokenhearted, lifting up the fallen. That's not radical leftism. It's the center of every faith out there. And government is the only force large enough to address this. It can't happen just through private charity. Keep in mind, only 26% of eligible voters in America voted for Donald Trump in the last election. 3 out of 4 Americans either didn't vote or did not vote for Trump. We are the majority, and we must act like it. They are afraid of your voice. So double-check your voter registration every month, especially if you live in a red state where they're purging people off the voting rolls like crazy. And let's bring compassion and morality back to America. Let's demand that our elected representatives do the same before it's too late. Pass it along.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with 3 awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice. ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, I have a good friend who has to use a CPAP mask every night. He is not happy about this. You know, they strap air hoses to your face all night, and without it, your breathing gets disrupted, so you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop you snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial with over 500,000 units sold. Zipa is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backward. Want you to try it with my special discount. I get you 20% off and free shipping. Visit Zipa, ZYPPAH.com, and use the promo code SNORE. And again, that's snore at Zipa.com.
Spoke of walls of fear, of who's to win. With every promise came a darker dream. Turning empathy to rubble in his cruelty machine. This is Trump's cruelty machine. A grinding gear of hate, unseen. Families shattered, futures torn apart. Cold steel tearing hope from the heart. They strip rights from the struggling and poor. Feed the rich while closing every door. From Medicaid to school lunch is gone. Pain becomes policy, innocence undone. Inside Trump's cruelty machine, where fear is fuel and suffering's routine. A 6-year-old lost in a cell's cold glare. A man detained with no rightful care.
justice to stand unbowed. When compassion is weaponized and kindness is demonized, we break the gears, disrupt the scheme, we'll dismantle Trump's cruelty machine.
Donald Trump's cruelty machine. Nate has made that song into a music video, and we're going to post it on YouTube later today. God, why am I here? Flight attendants crying as Trump deportees are beaten on planes. That's the headline over on Raw Story from an article by ProPublica. They're telling the stories of some of these people who were sent to CECOT. And, you know, this concentration camp, this prison in El Salvador, people who were actually in the process of getting, you know, who had been accepted to be in the United States by the federal government, had permission to be here. ICE strips them of that permission and then puts them on a plane and sends them to a foreign prison. This is insane stuff. I have a little more on that story, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Unfortunately, most all of us know someone who's been touched by cancer. On our next show, we'll be at WRCE and Richland Center to talk Walk with Grace, a great benefit for those who are suffering.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's still an air quality advisory in effect this morning for Wisconsin. The wind is blowing smoke from the Canadian wildfires our way. The advisory expires at noon. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill we've seen before aimed at making sure oat milk, almond milk, and soy milk cannot call themselves milk on the label. The Dairy Pride Act would require the FDA enforce the law so companies could not call their products milk, yogurt, or cheese unless they come from animals. Baldwin has introduced this bill before. She says this time it has more bipartisan support. If passed and signed into law, producers would have 90 days to rename and relabel their products. Meanwhile, medium-sized farms across Wisconsin could benefit from a proposed program being circulated around the state legislature. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations.
And the Wisconsin State Fair opens today in West Allis. Judges have crowned this year's Sporkies, too. So the best new food at the fair this year is ube butter banana French toast lumpia. It's made by Lumpia City. It's got caramelized bananas, French toast, and purple ube butter. They deep fry it and add powdered sugar. If that's got your mouth watering, the state fair runs through August 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hazy sunshine with thick wildfire smoke causing an air quality alert. Highs today hit the mid-70s and smoke starts to clear late this evening, bringing us a bright and beautiful day tomorrow, still crisp, in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Beef has always been...
It's been so expensive, I've never been able to buy beef. Never.
The last couple of years.
Just ground beef, maybe. That's it. And every once in a while, I promise my kids, who are Gen Zers, that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days.
Yeah, once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Friday show, Mike Clemens, our Civic Media sports reporter, will join us at 7:52.
And I've got the secret to save the Democratic Party. Don't miss it.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
To be a man could buy a home, working hard, building life on his own. Now the price tags climb, the rents don't stop, while Wall Street sharks buy up every block. They say it's the market, they say it's fair, but homes weren't meant for hedge funds to share. They buy them up, they drive up the cost, and working folks are the ones getting lost. The real killers of the American dream ain't in the alleys, ain't in your streets, they're in boardrooms, making their bets, turning homes into corporate assets.
once a house cost twice.
35 minutes what past the hour. The majority of homes in some states for the first 6 months of this year were purchased not by individuals but by big New York banks, hedge funds, Wall Street investment houses. It's getting really, really bad out there. Meanwhile, as I was telling you, these flight attendants are freaking out on these as they're deporting these immigrants and sometimes beating them, shackling them, treating them like crap. People who came to this country and did the right thing. They surrendered themselves at the border. They said, I want to apply for asylum. They went before a judge. They were given permission to be in the United States. They have documentation. They check in every month with Customs and Border Patrol or with, you know, whatever agency it is that they deal with. And now ICE is arresting these people. And now ICE is offering $50,000 signing bonuses. If you, too, would like to go out and beat people up, smash car windows, and do it with your with your face completely covered so you never have, you know, you'll never be accountable for your crimes, the federal government wants to give you $50,000. You, too, can become part of the Gestapo. Nearly $30 billion was allocated in the big, ugly bill for hiring 10,000 more ICE agents. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, at the SFO airport, San Francisco airport, a Texas scientist, this is somebody who has a permanent residency in the United States. He has a green card. His name is Tae-Hung Kim. They call him Will. And Will has lived in this country since he was 5 years old. And as I said, he has a green card. And he was flying home from Korea on July 21st. He got stopped at the airport. He was locked in a room. This is from the San Francisco Gate, from the San Francisco. I forget the name of the main paper in San Francisco, but it's sfgate.com is the website. And it says, quote, Lee said in a post, Lee is his attorney, that Kim has been forced to sleep in a chair for more than a week with no access to daylight and described the situation as another brutal attack on immigrants and scientists. Kim is a PhD candidate at Texas A&M University, where he is studying vaccine development. Well, of course, that's his crime. Not just having been born outside the United States and merely having a green card, but, hey, the guy is a vaccine scientist. We can't have that. Meanwhile, Trump is privately talking about, well, now it's public, I guess, inviting the G20 next year to the Doral, you know, to his seedy golf motel down in Miami. And this is a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause, which says that the president cannot take money from foreign governments. But, you know, hey, Trump doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the law. And meanwhile, CBS News has done a deep dive on the Jeffrey Epstein video, on the prison video. And, yeah, there's this orange blob. That's the headline over on Drudge. But this is a quote from CBS News. Quote, CBS News Review found the video does little to provide evidence to support claims that were later made by federal officials. Additionally, CBS News has identified multiple inconsistencies between that report and the video that raised serious questions about the accuracy of witness statements and the thoroughness of the government's investigation. Gee, what a surprise. The Trump administration is covering up Jeffrey Epstein's death during the first Trump administration. I'm shocked. I mean, who could have thought, right? They say over the course of the night, the staff on duty failed to conduct the required 30-minute check-ins. Epstein had allegedly tried to kill himself weeks earlier because of that. Under prison protocol, he was assigned a roommate. But that day, the roommate was transferred out, and he was left all alone, and they didn't check on him. And, gee, the camera seems to have some holes. You know, the video has some holes in it. And nobody knows what's going on, right? No, they don't. I think they do. I think we all know what happened. Anyway, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to point out on the ICE officers, when you go to the website, U.S. Jobs, and the qualifications for becoming one of these ICE bully officers is just minimal. Yeah. And there's no mental evaluation of these people or education of any sort. And I happened to witness this happen in Tacoma, Washington, Parkland area. As we were driving along, there was an unmarked van and unmarked officers, and they threw this elderly lady to the ground. And it was almost like she was being either robbed or molested. And when I called the Tacoma 911 number and was reporting this, they hung up on me. But there was a gentleman that got out of his car and started screaming. And they started pointing weapons at him. And I was afraid of him being shot. But, you know, I want to go back to the indigenous American Indians that were treated the same way, and also the Japanese people during the Second World War. I'm afraid that this is going to turn into a bloodbath eventually. What's your opinion?
I am watching escalating levels of violence on the part of the state. And keep in mind, the state is the only entity that has the legal power to deprive you of your liberty or even your life, much less your possessions. And I'm watching growing levels of violence by the state, and I find it extremely alarming, Joe. What I find particularly alarming is that there isn't a single elected Republican that I know of. I mean, maybe there's one someplace in, you know, West Wazoo, Maine or something, but you know, certainly at the federal level, who has spoken out about this or has even, other than Lisa Murkowski saying that she's frightened by Trump, nobody is speaking out on the right. And that's, I mean, that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. It's exactly what happened in Austria. It's exactly what happened in Hungary. It's exactly what happened in Russia. You know, when people on the so-called left, that is the people who want freedom, who want liberty, who believe in civil rights and human rights, they'll speak out and then they get beaten down. But the people on the right, the ones who are fine with authoritarianism and the rich getting richer and the poor getting screwed, they're actually cheering this stuff on. And that's extraordinarily troubling. And the levels of state power that Trump has accumulated and the expansion of these powers with this most recent piece of legislation, the Big Ugly Bill, are truly, truly concerning. This country is on a path. And what's the old saying? If you keep going in the direction you're going, you're going to end up, you're going to get where you, whatever. We're heading towards something really, really dark here. And we're frankly in the midst of it, and it concerns me tremendously. Joe, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Excellent point, and thanks for sharing that story with us. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Tom? My thing is this. This isn't happening to me like in the vacuum. I was listening to Jen Psaki the other night, about 2 nights ago, and she was explaining that I guess with Trump, how he's recycling the same district, state attorneys or federal attorneys in each different state. And when they come back, because they're not confirmed, they only have, like, I guess 90 days on the job, I think.
Right. But what as acting, you're talking about replacing U.S. attorneys. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The federal prosecutors.
And thing, and I am completely up in arms right now. I mean, this leadership, this Democratic leadership, man, this is what you call political. It's past political, man. I mean, I don't know what else. Listen, this is.
Well, hey, Chuck Schumer's sending strongly worded letters, Charles.
I realized also yesterday something. I picked it up, and I realized that when you don't, as a party, when you don't tell people that they're also invested, that is, they have a not just a stake, but it's really like their government as well. Mm-hmm. They count. They matter. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the right word. It's still not the right word yet. But when you have people more invested in, I think the Democratic Party is. Stopped trying to expand people that this is their government also. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just not taxpayers. This is their country as well. And I just don't think they're doing that their job. And they're not getting people totally invested in what's going on around, in their government. And I just think that there's just, you know, all of this is why he's getting away with all this stuff too.
Oh yeah, and, most people just, you know, they just want to go to work and raise their families and go to the park and go out to dinner, and they just don't want to be, and that's how these guys get away with this stuff. Charles, thank you so much for the call. Always nice hearing from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
2:45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day in just a moment.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
A
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Trump's on Truth.
Oh, welcome back. It is 10 minutes before the hour. Tracy in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind today? Do we have Tracy potted up? Everything is good? Okay. Let me put Tracy on hold and we'll try somebody else. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, listen, I want to keep my powder dry on what I really wanted to call about, but if I suddenly disappear or something, know that we are in the middle of something I've never seen. I was born and raised for 6 decades in Southern California, and we are in the middle of something here, like an earthquake swarm. They started at, we had a 3.0 at 8:34. 10 minutes later, we went down to a 2.8, which one could say was an aftershock. But then an hour after that, it went back up to a 3.1, and we just had a 4.3. That's what they're saying preliminarily. But I got to tell you something, that thing was violent.
If you're feeling
4.3,
it.
Yeah, it was probably shallow. And here's the weird thing, kind of borrowing your term, geeky science. When this, I've never experienced this before, and I've lived through Sylmar earthquake, Northridge earthquake, I mean big ones,
mm-hmm.
but they're all different depending on where they happen in the ground.
Sure.
And having had so many in such a succession, and I don't know if this has anything to do with the Russian earthquake or whatever, you end up feeling like the earth is still moving even when it's not, and that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because your equilibrium is thrown off.
Right.
So
yeah.
If I suddenly, like I said, USGS is saying it was a 4.3. I ain't quite buying it. And those things have preliminarily changed. But I got to tell you, it was pretty intense. And it's been going on all morning. And what's weird is they're increasing in terms of power. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about is you mentioned, and of course you know, I read your newsletter religiously, literally. You talked about a ProPublica report titled "Bloodied Faces," and obviously you're the author, so you know what they reported. You know, documenting massive use of physical force, car windows smashed, people beaten up by masked anonymous ICE thugs, and the reporters call this level of police brutality unprecedented, pointing out that no police agency had ever behaved like this prior to the Trump administration. Tom, I'm sorry, I've got to push back a little bit here. Police agencies in the United States were formed by something called slave patrols for people like me.
Yeah, I said in the modern history, but even at that, what specifically ProPublica was talking about was the smashing of car windows. That's something that we just have not seen in...
Well, maybe you have.
At a 50 incidents that they've been able to document with video, meaning there's probably hundreds of them, just in the last month or two.
Tom, we have had situations where our children have had, wait a minute, flash bang grenades thrown through windows, maiming children.
Oh, I know that. Bombed entire city blocks in Pennsylvania. Blowing children up. Although that wasn't the police.
I didn't call to argue with you, Tom. I just wanted to know if you knew what metrics they were using. That's really my question.
The specific thing that they were identifying as new was smashing car windows. This is something that, just is not a common practice in policing in the United States. It's very,
oh, okay.
Very rare.
Well, damn, I guess Trayvon Martin would have rather had his car window smashed. So would Breonna Taylor. So would Ahmaud Arbery.
Well, they'd all still be alive.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I didn't call to be a smart aleck.
And I'm not trying to make some kind of false equivalence or argue against, same. What I'm saying is that ICE is now engaging in, without warrants, in a physical level of violence, smashing open car windows that is new and unprecedented. And that doesn't in any way diminish the violence against black people in this country over the last 5 years.
No. It's all bad. And this is no. Now this is thuggery.
Yeah.
That's out in the open, and it's no longer limited to just us. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, and the thing that is freaking me out or pissing me off, or I don't know what the right phrase is that this is being celebrated by people on the right. It's being celebrated by Republican politicians. It's being celebrated, over on Fox News and across right-wing media. And that's, it's like back in the 20s when they, during the Wilson administration and later, when they were celebrating the violence of the Klan.
Tom, that's why these people put Smitty in office.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. They,
He is not. You've heard me say this a million times. He is not the disease. He is a symptom.
Absolutely. That's why I said when he came down, I wrote this in the article today, when he came down that escalator and started talking about Mexican rapists and murderers, we should have known. We thought it was hyperbole. It wasn't. This was the announcement of a new era of political and legal violence in the United States.
Absolutely.
And obviously they're building on the old era of political and legal violence in the United States, which has not gone away. But they're amplifying it so rapidly now. And with the apparent approval of the majority of white people in this country. And
man, you know what? You said it.
Yeah. Hey, it's there. It is true. Kenyatta, thank you for the call. Keep up the great writing over on Substack. Keep up the great work. Good talk.
Yes, sir. You too.
You bet. Thank you. Bye. Back at you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Phil Itner, the live update from Ukraine. And a little bit more of the news of the day and your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. 5-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariffs on most foreign imports goes into effect tomorrow. A federal appeals court today is hearing arguments in a case brought by small businesses who say President Trump doesn't have the legal authority to impose taxes on his own.
The case is being heard by 11 judges on the D.C.-based Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit.
An attorney for the Justice Department was put through his paces by the judges as they pressed him to defend the president's use of emergency powers to impose the new tariffs. Several questions from the bench focused on the fact that the word tariff isn't even in the law the president's been relying on. No matter how the judges rule, the losing side is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A key inflation gauge showing consumer prices went up last month. Americans paid 0.3% more for most items in June than in May. And the year-over-year jump was 2.6%. That was higher than expected. In Florida, the SpaceX launch set for today for NASA astronauts has been scrubbed due to weather. This is ABC News.